Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. University leaders at Penn have called for the encampment in the middle of campus by students and activists against the war in Gaza to disband after they say it violates university policies. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more from Penn's campus.
Just a day after it was constructed on College Green on Penn's campus, the encampment by pro-Palestinian activists and students has been asked to disband by Penn or face sanctions. By Friday night, a letter circulated from the Penn administration saying the encampment violated the university's facilities policies. The letter also said anti-Semitic graffiti appeared on a nearby statue. It was unclear in the letter what the graffiti depicted. Penn leadership also says it has received credible reports of what it calls harassment and intimidation by some of the protesters. Earlier in the day, a Penn student and organizer of the encampment who did not want to be named spoke about the support the effort got in its first day.
Seeing the community support, seeing the support on campus has been incredible. Like, I'm so physically tired, but like just seeing that support kind of like gives me the energy to keep on going.
State Rep Rick Krajewski also spoke in support of the encampment alongside a few other elected officials.
We're all here because we want to show that we support their right to protest and to organize.
City officials say five people, including four minors, will be charged as adults in connection with a shooting at a celebration to mark the end of Ramadan on April 10th. Juveniles Gia Bruce, Abdul Allen, Kasir Bradley, and Brandon Fisher have all been charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, reckless endangerment, and gun offenses for the shooting outside the Clara Mohammed Square near 47th and Lancaster, in which three people were injured. Assistant District Attorney Bill Fritzy says they're still looking for other suspects after they found more than two dozen shell casings.
So if you were one of the people that are pulling the trigger, I would tell you right now before we ask the police department or the sheriff's department to come and find you at 6 in the morning, that you turn yourself in now.
The adult defendant, Kabir Oglesby Hicks, has been held for court on similar charges after his preliminary hearing this week. Mayor Parker, Police Commissioner Bethel, and the DA, Larry Krasner, all encourage people to come out tomorrow for a community day at the park, which will be heavily attended with police and other security measures. Philadelphia authorities have charged a man they say threatened a woman, man, and two police officers with a hammer last weekend in the city's northwest. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us the incident led to the suspect being shot by police.
Officials say 23-year-old Maurice Samuels broke into a Mount Airy apartment along Cliveden Street last Saturday morning around 1 after an argument with a woman who lived there. They say he had a hammer and had climbed through her window, grabbed her, and took her to a bedroom. Another man intervened, knocking on her door, and police were called to the location about a man with a gun. Investigators say the pair of officers saw the intervening man knocking at the door, yelling for Samuels to come out, saying something about, "Oh, you have a hammer." They say the two cops ducked for cover and Samuels came out with something in his hand, which they thought was a gun. The two officers, Shayna Moore and Lieutenant Todd Lanher, fired and struck Samuels in the hand and grazed him in the arm. But they say Samuels went back inside and barricaded himself. Eventually, he was taken into custody and to the hospital, and he's now been charged with burglary, trespassing, making terroristic threats, and other related offenses. The two officers have been placed on administrative duty pending the outcome of the investigation. They were both wearing body-worn cameras, which which were actively rolling.
If you have leftover or outdated prescription meds at home, don't just toss them in the trash. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more on today's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day.
According to Consumer Reports, about one-third of Americans neglect to clean out their medicine cabinets annually, and one-fifth haven't cleaned them in 3 years, even though most medications expire within a year.
That's Christina McGrath with the Pharmaceutical Product Stewardship Work Group. They oversee My Old Meds, which provides a nationwide locator for secure disposal options and kiosks nearby. They also offer guidance on managing household medicine safely. Executive Director Ann Vogelmar says holding on to old prescription medication only raises the risk that they may be misused.
Well, if the medicine isn't properly disposed, people can gain access to it, either advertently or inadvertently. You do want to make sure that any old medicine that is in your medicine cabinet is properly disposed to minimize the chance that anyone could get in contact with it.
There are over 22,000 verified disposal options across the country, with almost 1,000 in Pennsylvania. Find a nearby kiosk at myoldmeds.com.
A new dog park is open at Cooper River. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us this is the next step in county efforts to make this a big attraction for families.
Cooper River has undergone a massive transformation in recent years with a new track, bocce courts, improved conditions for the regattas, and now a new dog park. County Commissioner Jeff Nash says things are really coming together. And as a dog owner himself, he's really excited about this one.
Two separate dog parks, one for the small pups and the other for the larger dogs. New surfacing, turf, and has equipment for agility that the dogs like to play with. So we're very excited. There's a water station, new parking.
Nash says the county dedicated $25 million to make upgrades at the park, and the investment is paying off as it's become a family destination with tens of thousands of visitors and new people discovering the amenities every week.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.